You're listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from the JW Marriott Hotel, the home of Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.
And welcome back to Radio Row with the JW Marriott, side of Arena Bowl 22. My guest now is new coach of the Utah Blaze, Ron James. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Coach, what do you think the first step is going to be for Utah to take that next step and become an Arena Bowl contender?
Three things. Defense, defense, defense.
That's... Well, what do you think the defense's problem has been over the course of the last few years?
Well, in Utah, we've been a one-trick pony for the last couple of years. We've been a great offensive club and really haven't stopped many folks. So, and our priority is to get the defense better from day one. I think we made a couple steps in that right direction towards the end of the year. We won six out of our last seven ball games to qualify for the playoffs. So, you know, we have the capability. We just have to be more consistent.
Now, you mentioned your offense, which was incredibly explosive and really has been since Utah came into existence. Joe Germain last year throws for just short of 5,000 yards, almost 100 touchdowns, gets all three of his receivers. Just some incredible numbers. What's it going to be like to keep that core together again next year?
Well, we've already got one of them re-signed. Here's a news flash for you, exclusive. Huey Whitaker just re-signed with us, so number one guy. We're taking care of him, and we'll get Boone and McKelvey taken care of in short order and make sure the big three are playing again for Joe Germain.
Now, how has Joe Germain's growth, how has Joe Germain grown as a quarterback over the past few years, you think?
Well, we call him Joe Cool. Nothing gets that guy flustered. I mean, 2 years in a row, he's thrown for almost 5,000 yards. It doesn't matter who the targets are. I mean, Sia Burley was Offensive Player of the Year. He leaves. We got three guys to go for 1,500 yards each. You can change the uniform numbers. Just don't change number 10.
When you started off in such, the team was really a mess at the beginning of the season. Over, I think it was 0-9 was the record. How do you change the mindset in the locker room in the middle of the season and all of a sudden just start stringing wins together?
Well, it really goes to the core of the players. I mean, the veteran group that we had, those guys took it upon themselves to say enough's enough, and we're going to stop giving the games away. I mean, we were in a number of close games that could have gone either way. They didn't. We were 0-9. We just didn't stop believing in ourselves, and that's the key. I mean, we had good players. We didn't push the panic button and go for wholesale changes. We kept with the core group, and they started playing better in the second half of the year. And not coincidentally, the defense started playing better in the second half of the year as well.
Now, you've got previous head coaching experience, most recently with Las Vegas. How is that experience going to help you and the growth of the Blaze?
Well, it gives the Blaze a trial run. You know, my 2 years in Vegas, we were 8-8 the first year, and 5-11 the second year, and I wasn't there for the dismal last year out there in Vegas, but you know that experience enabled me to see it from the head coaching level in this league, which I hadn't done prior. And going into this experience, I'm a better coach for it. And having worked for Danny White for the last 2 years, I'm a much better coach for it.
Now, how do you think White has influenced you?
Well, Danny's one of the best offensive minds that's ever been through this league. He's a Hall of Fame coach, a proven commodity, a great mentor, and a terrific person. I couldn't say any more superlatives about a guy that I worked for the last 2 years. I was sad to see him go. He's got other things in his life that he wants to accomplish, still a young man at 56, and I'm just happy for the opportunity that I have.
Let's turn our attention to this weekend's game between Philadelphia and San Jose. Which team do you think has the upper hand here?
I don't think either team really has the upper hand, but I think Philadelphia matches up a little bit better against San Jose only because you've got Rowe out of the game, so I think DBs to wide receivers, that matchup is better. I think pass rush to offensive line, the matchup is better for Philadelphia, and the game's usually won in the trenches, so I'd have to give the edge to Philly in this one.
Do you think San Jose's playoff experience with all those Arena Bowl rings is going to make any bit of a difference?
That is the X factor. I mean, when you talk about a big game like this, the question is, will Matt D'Orazio try to do something with his feet that's outside of the normal aspects of the quarterback game? If he does that, Philly's in trouble. If he doesn't and stays in the pocket and makes his proper reads and matriculates the ball down the field, then Philly's got a great chance to knock off San Jose.
Can you pick a winner for us?
I will take Philly by 4 points.
Philadelphia by 4 points from head coach Ron James of the Utah Blaze. Once again, this has been Adam Markowitz on Radio Road, site of Arena Bowl 22. My guest has been new head coach of the Blaze, Ron James. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com podcasts. Stay tuned for more coverage from Radio Row at Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.